Hi, and welcome back to Sound Bhakti Pulse. Recently, I got an application for my iPhone. It's called Time Notes. It keeps track of how many years, months, days, hours, minutes, even seconds that I have towards goals in the future. Whenever I set a goal, even if it's 5 years from now, I see that the time is already clicking away from the second that I set the application up. We're moving fast in this world. Once I was on the Ganges on a boat, and I asked the driver to just cut the engine and float. And at first I couldn't tell how fast I was going until by perspective I could see I was getting closer and closer to the bridge that's just past Navadvip. We move downstream very quickly by the force of time. We're being carried, actually, at every second, and life is so short. Therefore, the Srimad Bhagavatam says, remember that this life is anityam, it's not eternal. We have a short amount of time in which to achieve our ultimate goal. And what is that? It's good to know, because if one has a clear goal, he or she will feel energized. So, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Narada Muni says to his disciple, Srila Vyasadeva, persons who are actually intelligent and philosophically inclined should endeavor only for that purposeful end which is not obtainable even by wandering from the topmost planet, Pramaloka, down to the lowest planet, Patala. As far as happiness derived from sense enjoyment is concerned, it can be obtained automatically in course of time. Just as in course of time, we obtain miseries, even though we do not desire them. This is useful information. We get miseries automatically, and we also get happiness automatically. According to Narada Muni, it's fixed up because of our past activities. We have a contract when we're born. It's already signed, and we're going to get it. What we're going to get in this life materially. Therefore, he says, try for that purposeful end. What is that? It's to advance spiritually, not to try to get comfortable in the world. Of course, one has to do one's due diligence in this life to maintain a modicum of health and wealth. And one must protect one's children. One has to protect one's assets, doing whatever one can, but not unnecessarily so. Don't invest your heart and mind into these things because they will sift away. They'll be carried away by the powerful force of time anyway. Do your best on the material side to remain balanced, but invest deeply into advancing spiritually, into the bhakti practice. Chanting and hearing are the first and most important of the steps in bhakti. Chanting divine names of God, and hearing from the scriptures like Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. One who does this every day will then feel a great wealth within one's own self. The wealth of the material world comes and goes, but according to Krishna and Bhagavad Gita, whatever advancement we make spiritually is never lost. He says, Neha bikramana shosti pratyavayo navidyate svalpamapyasya dharmasya traite mahato payat. Svalpamapyasya dharmasya. Even if you do a tiny bit of investing in your spiritual life, it saves you from the worst kind of fear, and that is missing the opportunity in human life to make a spiritual advancement. And in the sixth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna tells Arjuna, whatever advancement one makes is permanent on the spiritual platform. If you make 3% advancement in this life, in the next life, you start off at 4% and you move on from there. Therefore, intelligent persons, Narada said, realize that the main purpose of life is to give themselves to their spiritual practice. And this is sound bhakti. Sound bhakti practice means to hear about Krishna, and to engage in principles and practices that help one to always stay in touch with Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thank you very much for listening to Sound Bhakti Pulse. Hare Krishna.